At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Everyday people. Everyday problems. Where you tell us who's the drama.
Today sponsored by Massage Envy, my very good friends, mad love for you, but today says...
Am I the drama for redoing the outdoor Christmas lights after my husband did them? He considers the outside his domain and he puts up the lights, but they just look sloppy. After one night of seeing messy-looking bushes and a ridiculous tree with lights draped all in one spot, I took my ladder outside and fixed them. My husband got mad at me when I came inside and said I was emasculating him and there was nothing wrong with how we did them. Am I the drama? Amy.
Amy, I hate to say it, but you're the drama. And my initial gut reaction, because I hate the word emasculating, is to immediately side with her. But in this case, I have to side with the husband because he went out there and he put the work in. Maybe he wasn't feeling that good. Maybe he had a tough week at work. But you know what? He still went out there and he put those lights up. And I'm guessing he did it in the rain. And it's more about the spirit of Christmas or the spirit of the holidays than necessarily how neat and tidy everything looks.
If you're going to put out a holiday light display, you have to come out and you have to put it proper. You got to plan it out. You got to make sure everything is in a perfect spot. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite movies, but Clark Griswold did a horrible job decorating his house.
I mean, I'm not saying that you should plug an extension cord into an extension cord, because that just happens, but you shouldn't. But I feel like as long as the sentiment is there, you feel the love in the display, Mike. Where's the love?
If people put up a terrible light display in my neighborhood and I'm walking around on my HOA, because by the way, I'm on the board of my HOA.
Oh, we know.
They're getting a letter, okay? I will send a letter to take those lights down. If they have a wonky inflatable, I will go deflate it to make sure that it is not up for people to visit.
How dare you? That's their personal property. I would call the police on you in a heartbeat. And then because of some weird HOA law, I wouldn't be able to do anything, but I would give you the stink eye every day because we all celebrate a little bit different and we should all appreciate it. And if that's your significant other, show a little love, show a little kindness, a little grace, a little like, hey, I know you probably tried your best. And if you do feel like you need to fix it, make it a you problem. Like, hey, I'm so sorry, but this little thing here is stressing me out. Do you mind if I fix it? And then you could go out there together and do it as a couple activity, Mike.
Amy did the neighborhood a favor by fixing the lights.
I'd also like to use this moment to say Mike is divorced. Not that this led to it or that there's anything wrong with being divorced, but I feel like the way he's patrolling yards for holiday lights might be a little bit of insight into his life. Who's the drama?
I read this online, and I think that if she didn't like the way that he did them, she has every right to go out and redo them, especially if she told him she didn't like them and he didn't go out and redo them.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying this whole time. Like, if you're going to put up holiday displays outside on the exterior of your house, they have to be properly done.
Maybe it's just everything I've been through recently and I'm feeling a lot more chill. You know, if they went out there and tried their best, it's been rainy, there's leaves everywhere, you gotta rake them, there's all this stuff that goes into it. If they went out there and gave it a solid try, just accept it for what it is. It's not like you're the one looking at your house, you're inside when the lights are on.
Yeah, but you want your house to be pretty when people see it and they go buy it.
Exactly.
You don't want them to look at it and go, God, who did their light?
When I was a little kid, we used to drive around and look at holiday displays, and if there was a bad one, we would honk the horn and yell out the window about how bad it was.
How dare you? They're already paying extra in their electricity bill in these economic times of 2023 and inflation. If anything, you should be saying thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for the community.
Which is exactly why you should be putting something out there to be proud of.
You know me. I have the ugliest house in my entire neighborhood, and I'm a renter, and it was ugly when I rented it. I've got crows everywhere. Like, I don't think that really matters. And if somebody's going to judge me by my holiday cheer not being exactly 3 inches between each bulb, that's on them. That's not on me. And if my significant other went out there and tried his best, I'm going to give him a high five and say thank you. I didn't have to go stand in the rain. Plus, if anybody asks, I'll just say our six-year-old did it. Who's the drama?
I think she might be the drama, just a little bit. I mean, she could have come inside and talked to her husband about how maybe if he moved the lights in this way, or just have a discussion before he went out there and just changed everything he did. Because I'd be a little hurt too if I spent time and thought that it looked good for whatever reason, and then somebody came behind me and cleaned up my quote mess.
I 100% agree with you. Now, if you had talked to me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, sometimes you just got to do something by yourself if you want it done right. But now that I've gotten a little older and I've matured, not too much, but just a pinch, right? I feel like kindness is what we choose, because who cares what the neighbors think? You should care more about what your significant other thinks. And if they went out there, it's been rainy. They probably were out there in the rain trying to put these things up in the tree, the bush. They were trying their best. And if they weren't, oh well, it's still out there. The lights are still there. Just let it ride. Like, just don't even worry about it.
I agree.
I mean, this is a holiday light display. You got to bring your best. You can't tear down the entire neighborhood because you went out there and did a you-know-what kind of job. Like, if you're going to put lights up for the holidays, you got to come correct.
I don't want to overwhelm you, but I have inflatables that I've patched with duct tape. Lots and lots of duct tape. And they don't fully inflate all the way because there's still those tiny little spaces where air can escape. Mm-mm. And you know what? It's more about the sentiment. It's more about the holly jolly spirit. You don't want perfection. Plus, right now, there's this whole trend on TikTok where it's nostalgia Christmas, where it's just a giant mess. Nobody wants those white icicle lights lined up perfectly anymore. We want to take it back to the 90s. Or the 80s and 70s, in your case, Mike.
Hey.
When it was more like colorful bulbs and things didn't have to match.
Even back in my day, we made sure those things matched.
It's 2023. I mean, everything's a giant mess right now. As long as you put the effort in, I think that's the best you can do. Liz and Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz. Who's the Drama is brought to you by Massage Envy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.